Our guest this afternoon is Bishop John McAreevy, the Bishop of the Diocese of Dromore. He's just delivered a homily arising out of allegations against a number of priests in his diocese, and he spelled out how he hopes, as leader of the church in that diocese, to be corrective, to guarantee the safety of children. Bishop McAreevy, will you please unmask the facts as now obtaining, as revealed today?
The report that was published today documents how this diocese dealt with allegations of abuse against clergy that have come forward over about 35 years. And it documents the limitations in the early stages of that, but also the fact that the diocese has learnt from those mistakes, and in fact is in a very strong position today. In fact, Patricia Carville, who I think you'll speak to, is the lady who is responsible for safeguarding in the diocese, and she has been in place now for several years and gets excellent praise in this report for the way in which these matters are being handled today.
Well, we'll set aside the eulogies. Let's unmask the facts. 35 allegations against 10 priests since 1975. What's happened to those priests in that time?
Well, some of these priests are deceased, as you know from the report. The others are, not all are still in the priesthood, but those who are still in the priesthood are in living mostly in this diocese. None of them are in ministry. And the details concerning these men as to where they are and everything else concerning them has been shared with the civil authorities, with the police, with social services. And so the issue of managing them and managing any potential risk that may arise in relation to them is being managed by the diocese in cooperation with the civil authorities.
Let's deal with the facts, though. 3 of those 10 priests against whom allegations were made are dead.
Yes.
Now, are you absolutely categorical that none of the remaining 7 is in ministry of any manifestation, any practical practice within the Catholic Church today?
None of these men are in ministry that involves children. The report acknowledges...
What does that mean? What, a ministry which involves children. What does that mean in reality?
Well, in 3 instances, priests who are excluded from parish ministry, which would involve children, 3 of these men on occasion celebrate Mass in a convent with elderly sisters who are aware of their situation. And there is no contact with children within that setting. And so I can tell you categorically that none of these 7 men who are still alive has any contact with children through any form of church ministry.
Can you explain, or is it explainable, that where you had 35 allegations against 10 priests, no priest was convicted? Can you explain that?
Well, all of these allegations have been reported to the civil authorities, as I've mentioned to you. And due process has been followed in these instances, and that is in fact that is the case. It is a fact that there are no convictions of priests in this diocese.
Is there any legal status attaching to any of these priests currently?
In one case, an allegation has been made and is being processed currently.
How recent was that?
Oh, that was earlier this year.
How worrying is that an allegation should obtain so late in the day against the backdrop of everything else that has gone on over the last 10, 15, 20, 30 years?
If any allegation is made against any priest at any time, it's deeply disappointing. But obviously every single case has to be dealt with when it arises, and I'm satisfied that the procedures today are being fully implemented and well implemented, and obviously I can't comment any further on the details.
One of your parishioners, Helena Daly, she didn't mind being identified. She spoke publicly with me. She really took a stand outside your cathedral this morning about judging priests before any guilt is apportioned to them. How do you feel about that as the bishop of a flock of priests, per se?
Yeah, quite often people raise this issue about in a sense, what has happened, following legal procedures. But this is it's the same in the church, as with regard to, say, for example, a teacher or anyone who finds themselves subject to an allegation. What happens is the legal process, it's handed over to the civil authority, they make their arrangements, and then when that is resolved, the matter is dealt with internally by the church, and a decision is made as to whether, in all the circumstances, that person should return to ministry.
Two quick questions. Were any of these priests friends of yours?
Oh, I've known many of these priests. I'm a priest of this diocese.
Were you ashamed? How do you feel as a bishop, as a priest, as a fellow representative of God on the earth about what you now know about these allegations?
Well, the report says somewhere that I was distressed by these allegations, and I think all of us were. I think every priest was shocked and saddened by these, and I suppose, like everyone else, we now have to live with what has happened and trying to deal with it as constructively as possible.
Your predecessor comes in for some criticism, the allegation being that it appeared he was more preoccupied with the good name of the priest as opposed to the well-being of the child. Is that valid?
Well, I think if Bishop Brooks were alive today, and sitting here doing an interview as I am, and looking back with the benefit of all the guidance and experience and what we have learnt over this past generation, I think he would realise too and would recognise that he hadn't dealt with things as we would deal with them today.
Thank you, Bishop Igarevi, for being my guest this afternoon.